This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter, gather around the table,
send it up to the father. 7 past the hour, another episode of the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be joined in a few moments by Melissa Miller, who's from the National Farmers Union. You know how I like the NFU for all kinds of reasons. And one of the things we're going to highlight is a program they have for beginning farmers. Also, the music of Luke Bryan. Later in the hour, we're going to talk more about his farm tour, the places he's going and who's going to be appearing with him. As you know, I like to start this conversation with a couple of anecdotal either experiences from my farm or things that I'm observing to pass along to you. Two things. One of them, I'm appearing on a program, that is new on RT television, the cable television channel. The focus of my interview and conversation with a host, a fellow named Holland Cook, is my attitude toward GMO, mostly Monsanto, but those companies, Bayer, that ilk, and what it's doing to the American family farmer. There is much agreement. Depends on how big your farm is. I describe a family farmer's operation as netting $500,000 to $1 million a year. And that's kind of the government definition of it, as well as how it plays into the Food Safety Enhancement Act. But in general, I think that we have disrespected, not because we wanted to, but just because of things, money mostly, that had changed in the world of farming, agriculture, food, and produce. How we get our food, where we get our food, what we get for food has changed dramatically in all of our lifetimes. Depending on our age, we've seen a wholesale, pardon the pun, change in where it comes from, how it's delivered, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so to underscore how this sort of thing is developing, you may or may not have heard the story about Walmart working with Bayer to create what amounts to a designer melon. Yes, Walmart sells more food because of their size than any other food retailer. So they have cooked up something with Bayer, which is the European equivalent of Monsanto. In fact, they have bought Monsanto. So now when you hear Bayer, you really hear Monsanto. And so what they've created is something they're calling Sweet Spark, which is a cantaloupe that tastes twice as sweet as the average melon. And this is something they've produced so it can be grown in South America and brought here so that it will taste in the off months the same as a melon does in the on months. That is, during the summer months when the melons are local and when they are appropriate for the season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what this does is sort of underscore what is wrong with our whole picture, the whole idea of, again, Walmart being the biggest food retailer. How much do they get from local growers? How much, when you go into your local Walmart to do your shopping, does the fruit section feature fruit from local growers? Does the vegetable section feature veggies from local growers? No. It's all Driscoll's fruit from California or wherever around this hemisphere. And the same is true of veggies that come from these huge farms. And that's what they buy it, because they can buy it in quantity, distribute it through all their stores, and that makes it more profitable. And so Walmart is selling this Sweet Spark as something that will be more appealing. The best melons are in June, but we're going to grow these so that we'll have them in December, because they're going to come from Central and South America, where it's summer there when it's winter up here, and we don't get good melons. And I think most of us who like, I happen to like melons, muskmelons and yellow melons and whatever kind of melons there are around, I think that they're good. But I want them to taste sweet. I don't want them to taste lousy. And the stuff that's grown in Central and South America during the off-season usually is garbage. Doesn't taste good. It isn't good because it's old. But for purposes of taste, the taste comes from the sweetness quotient, the sugar, if you will, the natural sugars that are in these fruits or vegetables. So when you truck them 4, 5, 6, 7 days, they don't taste like they did when they were picked because they're old. And what they're trying to do, what Walmart's trying to do, is grow melons that will survive the 2-week trip on the ships and still have a shelf life. So it's not about whether it's good for you. It's about whether it's good for them and whether they can keep the melons around longer or whether they have to toss them. They've tried this, and they have cantaloupes that are firm and look nice, so they say. And we know that something that doesn't taste good doesn't sell well. Well, we all know we don't want to buy something that doesn't taste good. The seed companies, now, they collaborated, they said, with seed companies from all around the world. Who are they kidding? There are only 4 sources of seed for the most part. Now it's down to 2 because of mergers. So unless you're dealing with open pollinated seeds, and there aren't many of those guys that are dealing with Walmart, I'm thinking that they're on, you know, it's the same old stuff. But it's modifying food so that it fits into their sales cycle. And if I'm not suggesting there's anything good or bad about it. What it is showing the trend that exists to change things for the convenience of the retailer, not the end user, the locavore. And this program, by the way, is for the family farmer, for family farm businesses, and for the locavores who use the products that are grown fresh on our nation's family farms. So the real locavore isn't going to touch this melon with a 10-foot pole. And by the way, the real locavore isn't shopping at Walmart. Anyway, and I'm not putting down people who shop at Walmart or what's there, because some of the stuff is okay. But it's just it's so concentrated in the hands of a few, it ultimately limits the choices and therefore the quality of the food that you get. Food for thought, if you will. More food for thought from Melissa Miller. From the NFU, she's the education director there, as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
15 past the hour. You know, I was talking about health and non-GMO products and GMO products and stuff. I want to spend a moment talking about the Balance of Nature. The Balance of Nature company, they are developers of vegetables. These are non-GMO fruits and vegetables that they grow specifically to have them cooked or in some way, shape, or form processed so they can be powdered and put into these capsules that you get in both the fruits and the veggies. There are 2 different canisters or little jars. One has the veggie capsules. The other has fruit capsules. And in these, the capsules have captured through the process they have at Balance of Nature, they've created a way to create the viability, the value of the vegetables in one capsule, and the same for the ripened, the holy tree-ripened fruits that they have. Powder them, put them into these little capsules. Cost 22 cents a day for servings of these. And what they do, because they're so good, it's so true, it's food. It boosts your immune system by 700%. If you stay on the program in the first month, you'll notice that. This is a fabulous way for you to take advantage. Yeah, do I want you to eat the real thing? But you're not going to eat 9 to 10 servings of a bunch of different fruits and vegetables every day. You're just not going to. But this has the nutritional equivalent of all these servings of fruits and vegetables. No synthetics, no additives, no fillers. It's all natural, non-GMO, and it's yours for free, actually, the first month, going to balanceofnature.com using the code DJV will get you onto this program. This is the best way. You don't have to take any, this is not prescription stuff. These aren't drugs. This is whole fruit that you're going to get in these capsules. Fabulous. The Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature says it all. Balanceofnature.com. Get on the program. Enhance your immune system. Get the help you need. They have health coaches on duty all the time. Talk about your health and well-being, what you're eating, and how much of this stuff you need to take to work on your immune system. Get the first month free to get yourself into the groove with Balance of Nature. Free using the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. Promo code DJV. All right, let's bring in the discussion and the focus on beginning farmers, the Beginning Farmer Institute. Melissa Miller is the education director for the Beginning Farmers Institute. She works for National Farmers Union. So is this something you came up with, this idea, Melissa, or is this an initiative of the Farmers Union?
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. It is not something I came up with. It was before my time at Farmers Union. So the program's about 7 years old now, and we've had over 200 beginning farmers come through the program in those 7 years.
Wow, that's cool. And why do we need this? What's the purpose of helping beginning farmers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've heard the statistic over and over again. The average age of the farmer in the United States is 58.3, yep. Depending on the study, and about 93 million acres of farmland is going to be transferred in the next 3 years by 2019. So we want to make sure that we're not only getting a next generation on the land, but that we're giving them the skills to stay on the land, because there's also a high percentage of farm operations that go out of business within the first 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, my experience is that there are a lot of dreamers, a lot of youngsters, kids around, people who are probably your age. Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington in her 20s. There are people who come out of school and think, wow, this would be great. I don't know anything about farming. I'm going to learn. They may have gone to an ag school. They get close to some farmer who is maybe in his 60s or 70s or 80s, and the family, the sons and daughters, don't want to take over the farm. So he's looking for somebody to keep it in agriculture. And so along come these youngsters. And if they're lucky, they find somebody who's sympathetic and will work with them so that they don't get saddled with debt. That's the problem. A lot of people don't know what it takes to buy the equipment, to buy the seeds, to have the help, right? Isn't that what the initial problems are, understanding what it takes to really do this right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks can grow the crops, but I mean, 80, 90% of farming is finding markets and business planning and taxes and financials. So those are the skills that we try to give beginning producers. Otherwise, like I said, a lot of them are going out of business within 5 years just because they don't understand the aspect of farming. It's a business.
It is. It's a passion for me. I've never been able to make a business out of it because I haven't done it the way I've always been told I was supposed to do it. I do it the way I want to do it. And fortunately, I don't have to make a living at it, but it is a fabulous way to spend your time. And if you want to make a living at it, there are ways of doing it, and we're going to talk about those as our conversation with Melissa Miller continues here on the American Family Farmer.
North
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road. Go walk around the bend. Lay by the river.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer. You can get the podcasts of all of our American Family Farmer visitations by going online to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. Also get the podcast from iTunes or wherever the podcast. You can get a podcast from any number of sources, but we like to highlight Blog Talk because it's easy to find all of the things that I do there, including the American Family Farmer. You can also find, if I can plug a little bit here, we have an hour of podcasting called Your Hidden Power this week. You can find out how to have a happier life through understanding your ancestral lineage. That's blogtalkradio.com/yourhiddenpower. A lot about metaphysics, etc. And then there is something I'm very proud of that is getting a great deal of interest, and it's understandable because people want to know about their health. So the podcast that's at blogtalkradio.com/gooddayhealth, where you can listen to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I talk about the possibility of being obese and healthy. Is there a possibility that you can be fat and healthy? Get the answer to that, blogtalkradio.com/gooddayhealth. The Family Farmer this week, focusing on the good work of Melissa Miller, who's the education director at beginningfarmer.org. National Farmers Union is helping. She works for them, actually. You managed Common Good City Farm in downtown Washington. What kind of experience was that? How'd that help you with this job, Melissa?
Yeah, so I own a flower farm now out in West River, Maryland, so I'm in a rural community now. But before that, I was managing an urban farm in downtown Washington, D.C. We were on a half an acre, grew about 6,000 pounds of food a year for our community. We had a wow. CSA that accepted SNAP, EBT, WIC. So it was a really great transition for me to kind of learn about rural America, grow food for my community, and gain skills like marketing and how to market to restaurants and how to run a CSA. It was a really awesome experience. And if anyone's in Washington, D.C., Common Good City Farm is a great place to check out.
Common Good City Farm. I'll be in Washington this week. Maybe I'll find you and you can take me over there. Tell me the story. This is something that, so this goes back to what we were talking about with regard to planning. The new farmers coming along are needing the education because you got to execute what amounts to a pretty complex plan if you're going to be a great farmer. And great leadership can be simple. That's what they're trying to do here with this Beginning Farmer Institute. Information, because there's a lot of confusion. And if you come from a farm background, that may be a plus. Although things are different now, certainly it is for me as I look at the way dairying is done. I'm a dairy guy. So I look at dairying today versus what it was like as a kid when I grew up to learn, when I learned how to milk a cow, learned how to treat mastitis, learned how to take care of the bag of a cow, that kind of stuff, how to clean the machines. And you know, I would drink the milk. Right? I didn't know there was ever any controversy about drinking raw milk, because that's what I grew up on.
Yeah, right? That's hard work, man, dairy. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot of hard work. But it has, for me anyway, has great rewards. I love the, it's complex, but it's simple. The animals are great. You take care of them, take good care of them, and they'll respond in kind as people do. You learn that about animals. And I think that's true, actually, as silly as this may sound. This is food for thought. Think about this for a second. I'm kind of tooting off on my own here, and I want to get back to you and your focus. But veggies, fruits, and that sort of thing have a personality as well. Whether we think that I'm off my rocker or not, it depends on how you approach growing them as to how successful you're going to be, I think, anyway. So let's pursue that in a moment here. Melissa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer.
34 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer with Melissa Miller. She's also a family farmer in a manner of speaking. She has Lady Bell Farms in West River, Maryland. Lady Bell is a cut flower CSA. Now, that's interesting. You also sell herbs and mushrooms and that sort of thing. So let's take us down that street for a second. Melissa is also the education director, and main reason she's here is to talk about the Beginning Farmers Institute. You go to their website, beginningfarmers.org. She also works with the National Farmers Union. You're a busy bee. So how's the cut flower? I would never have thought, I don't know why, I think of CSAs. I had a CSA for the raw milk and cheeses and ice cream that I sold, and a couple of my friends here in town have CSAs for one farm's organic, the other is a regular produce farm. All have CSAs, and I get how that works, but how do you do CSAs for flowers and herbs and mushrooms?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I do have a full-time job, so I thought that flowers would be easier than vegetables. That is not the case. But what I do is we have 20 to 30 families in our CSA. We deliver every other week, and what I'll do is I'll give them just like two big buckets full of flowers every 2 weeks, and they could do their own arrangements throughout the house. We usually have honey or dried teas that we make from the farm or herbs they can cook with as well. But it goes through June through – we just did our last CSA delivery this past week.
Yeah. As fall comes, this stuff stops growing, so it's not quite as prolific. Well, I hope you have good luck with it going forward. That's neat.
Thank you.
Something like that. Yeah. All right. So one of the things that's highlighted on the Beginning Farmers web page is the Young Farmers Conference that's scheduled for later this year. Young farmers only, old farmers helping young farmers. What happens at this conference?
Yeah. So, It's a conference for beginning farmers, and that could be young farmers or farmers of any age who are transitioning in their career. We see a lot of veterans nowadays who are beginning farmers as they transition from the military. Farming is a really great career option for them. In this conference, as well as in our Beginning Farmer Institute, we see folks anywhere from the age of 19 to in their 60s, which is fantastic. But the idea is that it's an online conference, and the idea is that it's accessible and affordable. It's free for everybody. It's called Growing for the Future. It's December 4th through 7th, and we upload content every day, some live presentations, some recorded presentations, and the content will be up for a month long, just with us knowing that farmers are busy, and being somewhere at a certain time is kind of stressful. So the content will be up for a month, so farmers can kind of go back through their own time and look through all the content and educational material.
Okay. So as this is a way for young farmers to sort of get their boots on the ground, if you will, starting a farm, as you've suggested, and yes, it was hard work for me, but I like it. There are a lot of different reasons to like it, and a lot of reasons that bring people in, because it's, you know, more and more people in your generation want to have connection to the land, which was kind of lost in the previous, from the baby boomers sort of down to Generation X, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the banks have not come around yet to figuring out how to do this. So I know if I went, well, actually I did. I went to my bank. I've been to the same bank since I was 8 years old, a little old bank, three offices, and I borrowed $100,000 under a program that they have, a Small Business Administration. But I had a credit record there, and I had assets that could be used to help guarantee that $100,000 loan. So people your age coming along right now don't have those assets, and yet there is need. Almost everybody who starts one of these farms, unless you have the land given to you and you come from substance, you're going to have to borrow the money someplace. And isn't that the place? That's really where you start. You have a plan, yes, but you got to go get the president of the bank to say, yeah, pal, this is good. We're behind you, and that's not always easy, is it?
No, and that's a really great point. Access to capital and access to land are the two biggest barriers for beginning farmers. But there are some great ways to overcome that. Farm Credit, or the Farm Service Agency, will lend to folks who get denied from your typical lenders, your local bank. So there are options there. USDA also just came out with a microloans program for beginning farmers. So they don't have to take out hundreds of thousands of dollars. They could take out smaller amounts, especially for this first generation of farmers who may not be on 100,000 acres but are maybe just on 10. And there's also some really great access to land things going on. A lot of states are giving tax breaks to folks, state income tax breaks to folks who sell or rent land to beginning farmers, because buying land may not be the best option for most beginning farmers. Renting or finding a really great lease may be the best and most affordable way to kind of get into agriculture.
Yep. Lease the land, find the land. There's a lot of land around. I know somebody who actually did this. I'm from Framingham, Massachusetts, nearby town of Lincoln, had a community-operated farm, but they couldn't find anybody to run it who knew anything. So a guy who had come to me to rent some land on my farm, who had been on another farm, I said, go to this place. Check these people out, because they're looking for someone just like you. And he has had a fabulous impact on the farm. Proceeds are up like 300%, and he and his wife got it. And they were a perfect match. And that's the thing to do. You need a match. And finding, if you want to raise chickens, don't go to a dairy farmer. Right?
That's right.
Nowhere to go. So where are most people going with this? I have a feeling more people are going to veggies and produce than they are to dairy or chickens or goats or any of that stuff. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on where you are in the country. I mean, there's definitely a huge population that's taking over the family farm in the middle of the country that are doing really great things with sustainable commodities and different grain markets. But in order to do that kind of farming, you really have to be second, third generation, because nobody's going out and buying, you know, 10,000 acres on their loan, on their own when they're 21 years old. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times if you're on the East Coast or near a city, you see a lot of these direct market farmers because they can direct market their product because there's an urban population where you can't do in the middle of the country. And they're on 5 or 10 acres at just growing really efficiently and marketing that product, you know, at farmers markets or to restaurants at a pretty great price and not a commodity price. So it really depends on where you're looking.
All right. Now, another item of interest here in terms of searching around for opportunities, are there places in the country, like we focus, I'm in New England, you're in the Delmarva, down south, where do you find, in reviewing the success stories of beginning farmers, is there a place in the country where they're more likely to be successful than others?
Yeah, and then the catch-22 here is where there's affordable land, there aren't any markets. And where there are markets, yeah, like near you in New England, the land is just, you know, it's so expensive.
Yep.
But this generation of farmers seems to be doing really well direct marketing outside of cities. There's places like Raleigh-Durham that still has, in North Carolina, that still has, mm-hmm, affordable agricultural land, but there's a growing and thriving urban population and restaurant population there as well.
Yep.
So you could be 30 minutes from a city and have markets, but still be able to afford 10 acres, 20 acres.
Yeah. You got to find the locavore movement, man. They're at it. And they're using the internet. You got to use the internet. They're doing research. You got to do research. They are at, well, they are. It's information central.
Yeah.
People are looking for that. And then they want to go to the farm. They want to have the experience of picking the fruits and vegetables. They want to go to the farm, watch the cows be milked. That's what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and that's how you have to market it, too, is making relationships nowadays. You know, the time of, you know, farming by yourself on your land and not talking to anybody for weeks at a time is kind of gone. And with these direct marketers, it's all about relationships.
Yep. A lot of jobs now. We've talked about people as if they were the resource requires that you own the farm, and you're the boss, but there may be jobs that are available. Let's talk about that. This is very thorough and very good for the audience that I have. Thank you. I appreciate, Melissa, your input. Beginningfarmers.org. We continue with, where is the job? I want a job. I don't want to own it. I want to work on a farm. How do I find those? Continuing in a matter of moments. 44 after the hour. Here's something that will help you. Those of you who are farmers, like me, you've been getting up at 4 o'clock every morning of your life for most of your life, and it doesn't seem strange. I happen to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do a radio program, but I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to milk cows. It's something that comes with the territory, and in order to feel like you've got something going for you, you need to be rested when you wake up at 4, 5, 6, and whatever time you wake up. Do you have the right pillows for a good night's rest? If you don't have My Pillows, if you've got old pillows, then you need to be going online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 50% off the 4-pack now. Act now. Fall asleep better. Rest better. Wake up refreshed, ready to go. Whether you're milking cows, whether you're going out into the field at first light, whatever it is that you're doing, this is the way to get the rest you need. The promo code again is DJV for the 50% off 4-pillow pack at mypillow.com. Farmers and folks who have their own businesses appreciate the fact these pillows are made in the United States. They are machine washable. You can handle them, 10-year warranty, even though you ought to change them every year or so. Exceptional customer service, which farmers also appreciate. So get those new pillows, get that good night's rest, start your farm day feeling alive, raring to go. Get the pillows at mypillow.com, promo code DJV, at 50% off the 4-pack price.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the four-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. Check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry in soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 922 to 924. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
On the American Family Farmer, a focus on the consumer. You're in business to sell your product, whatever it is, and so telling your story would be the most important part, or maybe you may not think it's the most important part, but I do think it's up there in the top echelon of things that you need to keep on the top of your mind. You got to tell your story. So if you have a great story to tell about the safety of your product, whatever it is, then tell it. Use the web. Use social media. Tell people what you want them to know about your... I think most consumers, in fact, don't know about how beef, for example, is procured. Now, I'm not a beef eater, so I don't have a lot of expertise in this area, but I will tell you the marketers do a great job. And the thing that I find I take exception to, frankly, is the amount of care that's taken here by the federal inspection people. The inspection is mandatory. It's provided at no charge by the government. You're the taxpayer. You foot the bill for that. Meat inspection came because of a series of events that happened in this country. But the importers are not abiding by the standards that were set. And if you investigate the meat packers around the world, the Chinese, for example, own most of the production of sausage in our country and pork, and they bring in a lot of stuff from outside, and there isn't good inspection. The Meat Inspection Act of 1906 made the inspection responsibility of the Food Inspection Service, but it's for domestic products and not for the stuff that's coming into our country. So I'm saying to you, make sure your consumer knows that your beef or whatever your product is safe and it's been inspected. That would be my advice to you. If you're into farming, your future may be here in this organization. This is a Precise Group. The lady who's running it or helping advise, Melissa Miller, obviously has everything adjusted well. She's the education director for the Beginning Farmers Institute, beginningfarmers.org. So a lot of the discussion we're having here, Melissa, is about putting down roots, about you running the farm. But there are a lot of people who don't want that responsibility, but they want to work in a place where they're is exposure to farming, farm fresh vegetables are grown, work on the dairy. The compromise here is to find a farm that's looking for somebody and then perhaps learn on the job, right? There are a lot of obstacles and they scare away some of the newbies because they don't know. So if you work first on a farm and you learn what's going on, then later on down the line, maybe you get more satisfaction if the time does come when you want to have your own. Because I think a lot of people think of farming just as the owner is the farmer, he does all the work. But that's not the way it is.
Yeah, and most owners of farms nowadays have an off-farm job. It's just how it is. Right. So a lot of times they have farm interns. I mean, farming internships are a really great way to get your feet wet and to decide if you really want to take the big commitment of owning your own land, of owning your own operation, making sure that you get paid for that internship, because there are a lot of internships out there that don't pay and are kind of questionable. But also, like Wolfing, the worldwide organization of organic farming, are great opportunities to go work on farms. But there's also plenty of really great farm management positions. And we have a lot of great folks who are farm managers for other folks in our Beginning Farmer Institute.
Well, you've got a job posting opportunity there, right? Don't you have, if you go to beginningfarmers.org, you can see a lot of job opportunities listed there.
Yeah, which is a really great way to kind of, there are so many opportunities other than owning your own land to get into agriculture.
Yeah. All right. We've highlighted them well. This is good. I'm appreciative of your time. Melissa Miller from the National Farmers Union, who helps on the Beginning Farmers Institute at beginningfarmers.org. Plenty of good information for us to consider here. 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Farmers. There's a postscript to the conversation we were having with the lady from beginningfarmers.org. The website is fabulous. It's really very helpful. A lot of areas are covered in there, and I think if you're thinking about this as an option or an opportunity, but I said during the course of this last hour, a lot of people think that farming is all about raising crops. And probably, unless you're in it, maybe even if you're in it, you didn't know that raising beef cattle is the single largest segment of American agriculture. Did you know that? Raising beef is the single largest segment. The most money involves raising these beef animals for the table. That in light of the fact that we are now in, this is craziness, importing beef. We're selling our beef to Asia, and we're buying beef from South America. In what wheelhouse does that make any sense at all to anybody? market-wise or otherwise. It's craziness. All right. I want to highlight in a moment Luke Bryan and his farm tour. So those of you who haven't lined up your tickets, I'm going to tell you where he's going to be. He's added some new people to the lineup, and so I'm going to tell you about that. But I want to underscore this because this is a great event, especially on the heels of the Farm Aid concert that featured some new folks and the same old. I have sort of sworn off, even though it's nice that that Neil Young is so supportive of it, but he needs to give it a rest. So anyway, I say that having watched on Access TV the Farm Aid concert from this year, and I just think Neil Young, I don't see how he appeals to his support of it and his conversation supports farmers, but the music I don't think does. Anyway, that's my point of view, and this is my commentary period. So in a moment, a focus from my perspective on the value of Luke Bryan.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Welcome to the farm. So there's a repertoire here, a lot of great music from Luke Bryan. We're using it to help set the stage for our American Family Farmer show. I find this to be most compatible with our message, and I find him to be compatible. The 9th Annual Farm Tour kicking off September 28th. This guy is on the top of most of the country charts most of the time. He's going to visit farming communities, mostly in the American Midwest. I was trying to get him to come. Well, I was trying to do two things, actually. What I was trying to do was get him to take me along on this tour. I might have gone for three or four of these communities. I could have gone easily to Boone, Iowa, where we have a radio station, but and in Edinburg, Illinois, Missouri. I have stations close to where these tour dates are, and so I want to do the program from there. But more than that, I like the fact that he is so upfront and strongly identified with the farming community. Let's see here. But I wanted him to come to my farm in Massachusetts, too, but they want to stick to the Midwest. His opening act is John Pardee. All six of the dates, let's see, the 28th in Lincoln, Nebraska, at the Benes Farm. 29th of September at the Baldwin City Arena. And actually, it's Don Ale Farms in Baldwin City, Kansas. Zeal Farm in Boone, Iowa on September 30th. The Spangler Farm in Fort Wayne, Indiana on the 5th of October. 6th in Edinburg, Illinois at the Ayers Family Farm. And the 7th of October in Centralia, Missouri at the Stowers Farm. This is really something to take in. Look for Luke Bryan in your area.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.